What is the best price to sell an online course at? What is the best website to host an online course? How do you make sales of your online courses? Is there real money to be made in doing video courses online? I hope to quickly provide you answers with these things during day 160 of my Happier People podcast here, live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, as well as uploaded to iTunes. I will also try and answer questions that you might have if you watch live. So if you aren't watching this live, you might be interested to hear answers to the questions that other people ask. I appreciate you being here with me today on this journey as I'm loading up the chat windows here. Now, what experience do I have selling classes online? I'm grateful. I've got a lot of experience selling classes online. And to be fair, it's not I've made, but you and the people watching alongside you, we together have created $2 million in sales that you might say I've made. But really, you don't make a sale by yourself. You make a sale with someone else buying the class. So if you've bought a class before of mine, thank you very much. I'm grateful. I've experienced today over 100,000 students have purchased classes with me on a bunch of different websites. And the total sales is over $2 million, with me personally having received over 800,000 of that, with co-instructors receiving several hundred thousand more before I got anything, and then me having paid co-instructors at least another 100 to 150,000 more out of the 800,000 I received. This is something we've done together, and I'm very grateful for it. I've hosted courses on Udemy. I've hosted them on Skillshare, Skillfeed, Teachable, Stack Skills, Curious, and several other websites that I forget the names of at this moment. So I can only remember so many at once. But where have I made the most money with having my courses hosted? By far, I made the most money having them hosted on Udemy.com, which after 2 years of teaching on Udemy.com, they banned me. They said they didn't like my co-instructing practices, and they also didn't like that out of 10 plus thousand reviews I had, 80 or so of them appeared to be spammy, which that's a typical result of giving away hundreds of thousands of free coupons. In fact, more people have taken my courses for free than have actually paid for them. I've given out hundreds of thousands of free coupons, and I'm still giving out free coupons all over the place. I have a link, jerrybanfield.com/free courses. Now, currently, I have one of the worst setups I've had before. You have to sign up for a free trial of Skillshare Premium to watch my classes, and that stinks. So what I'm doing, I'm going to move all of my courses over to Thinkific. After a lot of research on this, a lot of opinions, a lot of trial and error, I'm going to finally set up my own school again and actually put serious effort into it. I've relied mostly on third parties up till this point, like Udemy, Skillshare, Stack Skills, and while they've done a great job making sales, they've left me with nothing in terms of a student relationship. When I got banned from Udemy, all the hundreds of thousands of sales that were made, all my relationships with students were instantly cut off. Not just that, but I've heard since then that Udemy's made it more difficult to build relationships with students, doing things that are taken for granted, like email marketing as a main way to build relationships online. I've been encouraged by lots of others to set my own school up, and I set my own school up with Teachable. I personally found it quite frustrating, even the way I did it, integrating with WooCommerce and then using the two of those to sell on my free coupons on my website to my Teachable courses. While I'm grateful I made over $70,000 in sales doing this on my website in the last year, the customer experience has been terrible. And my opinion is if you have a need for customer support, then you also have a need to design the entire system better. I did something unthinkable, even though I had thousands, I think close to 10,000 students on my Teachable school, with nearly 100,000 if you add up the sales that I didn't even count, 70-something thousands just through WooCommerce on my website. There were more straight through Teachable. I deleted the whole school. I deleted my whole email list. So I'm essentially starting fresh. So if you've never made a class online or you are starting and you feel you're early on, I hope this is helpful for you because I'm essentially starting over in terms of making my school. So here's exactly how I'm planning to do the whole strategy with it. I'm planning, Crypto Corey, it's good to see you on Facebook today. Is the YouTube not working? I haven't seen any chat on YouTube yet.
Well,
it looks like my YouTube live stream hasn't actually worked. That's interesting. So one of the best ways I've found to make sales is to do live videos just like this, or to just do, it looks like the YouTube isn't working, is to just do pre-recorded videos. It says the preview stream is initializing. Something is wrong with my YouTube channel, which it looks not surprising. There's often things that go wrong with YouTube. Anyway, well, the whole point of this was to put it on YouTube. I guess I'll just have to upload the recorded video. So one of the best ways I've found to make sales online is to do free preview videos like this, essentially, where I give you some of the best information and then I make an entire course to go into more detail about it. The point of doing all these preview videos is YouTube has tons of traffic, and then you've essentially got a complete experience of the product. You've watched me teach, you've watched a video with me. You can imagine a video class is very similar. So one of the best ways to make sales not only is to do free preview videos, but then to offer free coupons after that. This is exactly what I've done to build so many sales. I took the approach that most people find unthinkable. How are you going to film a course that's worth hundreds of dollars, that has great information in it, and then give it away? It seems horrible. It seems wrong. It seems stupid. And yet this has worked really well for me. Now, the teachable data that they've done, taking all kinds of their schools and aggregating them and looking at it, the teachable data suggests the ideal price is around $195. And while I've made course sales as high as $297 or even higher than this on Udemy before everyone was aware of their massive discounting, I personally find the very best price points are $0 and $9. Why? Because anyone in the world can do zero. That's 7 billion people. $9 eliminates a lot of the world, but I'd say probably 10% of people, if not 20% of the people on Earth, have the ability to get together $9 to buy a video class. When you bump it up to $195, you've eliminated the majority of Earth's population. You're down probably to 1%. Actually have the means to buy it. You've eliminated everyone that's not in a developed country practically, unless they're one of the top income earners there. But on top of that, you've got something that most people are hesitant to buy for that level of price. I've never paid more than $99. I think $90 is the most I've ever paid to take an online class. So why would I charge more than that for my classes? I know people have suggested, and even I just did a poll in my Masters and in my Jerry Banfield and Friends Facebook group. I just did a poll, and several people said I would buy a course for $195 from you. The problem is that screws my whole system up. I've built a business based on helping the most people possible at the lowest price. So if I start putting stuff up that's $195, it really messes everything up. It messes my entire system up. When I stop charging $9 for courses and the same people have been buying them for $9 and I start saying they're $195, I'm likely to lose at least 90% of the ability to sell to my customers. What I think is ideal is to offer other things that are much higher priced. For example, if you want to talk to me, that is quite high priced. I'm soon moving that to $9 a minute to talk to me on the phone, or I think $399 to do an hour phone call with me. And if you want to hire me to do something hourly, the minimum will be $349 an hour. I prefer to have a gigantic audience that takes courses free and for $9, and then to be able to charge a lot for my time. Why? Because this also allows me to convert everything into a different format. If I make a $195 course on my new Thinkific that I'm going to sign up for, where else am I going to put that? The benefit of a lot of these other third-party websites is traffic. Udemy especially can be very effective at generating traffic through Google organic search and through people browsing on the marketplace. Now, on Udemy, there's almost no point in putting a $195 course on there if you're trying to sell it for $195 on your website, because Udemy will go ahead and sell it for $10. Now, that's one of the initial attractions of Udemy, but for students. But once instructors realize you really can't sell your course for much more than $10 without missing out on most of the benefits, then it's tempting to just withdraw. I find, for me personally, if I charge more than $9 or so, it screws my whole system up. And I'd rather have 100 people paying $9, that makes $900, than 3 people paying $297, or than 5 people paying $195. I'd much rather have 100 people paying $9 and 1,000 free students, because that's a lot of word of mouth marketing. That's a lot of attention. And in teaching courses and working online, attention is the valuable currency. And we live in an age where, look, I can whip my phone out. I can whip my phone out and look anything up. The information in video courses is honestly not that valuable. Most of the things I've learned online, I've learned by reading blog posts, watching videos that were available for free, and then taking courses for $10 or now on Skillshare. I just pay $120 a year and I can watch all the video classes I want. There's 15,000 classes. If you combine all the pricing and sales and hosting, what is ideal is to have a system where you can crank out courses, I think, on your own website, and then just put those courses on other places. I've seen, I think you say Phil Ebner, but I might have said it wrong. He's doing a great job. He's got his video school online or something like that. And he puts all his courses on there, and then he can easily publish them also on Skillshare, also on Udemy, also on Stack Skills. This way, you get the benefit of all the traffic that's available on these third-party websites. But then at the same time, you have a consistent pricing. The course is $10 on Udemy. It requires premium on Skillshare. It might be $10 or $20 on Stack Skills. And then if you have it on your website for a deep discount, the pricing's consistent. One of the stupidest things to do with online courses is let other people sell your courses cheaper than you're selling them. And that's why I was motivated to just give out a bunch of free coupons, because no one else can undercut me then. If I put a course up for $195 on my website and then I allow my partners to private label the videos and sell them for less or give them away, that seems kind of dumb, doesn't it? Why would I let other people take my course, let's say on Skillshare? I'm going to put it for $195 on my website and then I'm going to put it on Skillshare where people can take it for free. The problem is when you make these ultra high priced courses, it promotes work that doesn't sync with everything else. What I've learned in 6 years or so of working online, it's ideal to sync everything together. I want to have my work spent making a video course easily able to be transcribed into a written book and then easily put into an audiobook also. I want my work making a video course to be available on my website, on Skillshare, well, not on Udemy anymore, on Stack Skills if they want to put it there, and anywhere my partners choose to put it. This way, if I just stick to $9 pricing, then no other website's going to have a better deal than me, especially if I offer free coupons to my courses. And then I can get the very most amount of students for the very lowest price. Now, I'm not saying that this is definitely the best way for you. This is what I've found works the best for me. I've had a great experience with this recently. I posted in my Jerry Banfield and Friends Facebook group that I asked about this in the group. And even though several people said they'd take courses if I priced them higher, I realize that having low and high priced courses also creates a bit of an inconsistency. In marketing, one of the key principles is consistency. I've branded everything as my name everywhere I'm at. Jerry Banfield Facebook, Jerry Banfield YouTube, Jerry Banfield Podcast, Jerry on iTunes, Jerry Banfield SoundCloud, Jerry Banfield on Audible, Jerry Banfield on Kindle. Consistency is outstanding. Now, I also want consistency in pricing. If you can go buy a bunch of audiobooks for me for around $10, you can go buy watch video classes for about $10 a month on Skillshare. Now, having a higher priced product messes up my consistency. And what I've noticed as a customer, it just doesn't work. Now, I'm not saying you can't make a bunch of money doing it that way. You might be able to make a fortune doing high priced courses. Is making a fortune more important to me personally, or is serving the most students in the most effective way the most important to me? To me, I would rather have 1,000 people take my course for free than have one person pay $297 for it. Why? Because 1,000 people taking my course for free, I have the chance to help a lot of people that way. I'm taking a big risk only giving one person my course for $297. They might not even watch it. And even if they do watch it, it might not help them at all. And even if it does help them, what about those other people who don't have access or who go watch it and learn from other things that aren't maybe as helpful as mine are, or that get them sucked into other things that waste their time and don't teach them anything genuinely useful? Or that take their money and don't provide the same amount of value. To me, I don't want to compete with other instructors. I want to offer so much value that there's no competition. That you come to me for what I offer and you don't think of another instructor as competing. This allows me to collaborate then with everyone. I've got another thing I've noticed. Eckhart Tolle, I've listened to 20 or so of his audiobooks, which include The Power of Now and include A New Earth, along with a lot of his retreats. He just released a $297 HD video course. This is the first several hundred dollar course I've ever been tempted to buy. I'm not buying it. Even though I've watched or I've listened to hours and hours, I'm a huge Eckhart Tolle fan. I paid hundreds of dollars to go see him in person. I flew over to the other coast. I live in Florida. I flew up to Seattle and then drove to Vancouver with my friend to see Eckhart Tolle. Between the plane ticket, the hotel in Vancouver, the ticket, I spent at least $1,000 to go see Eckhart Tolle in person. I'm not paying $297 for an online course from him. I'm just on general principle, I'm not doing it. And I'm grateful today I've got $20,000 or $30,000 in the bank. I could very easily buy it. I'm not doing it. It looks like it has a ton of value. It's got live sessions. You can do question and answers. I'm not paying that much. On general principle, I'm just not buying another course for $297. I don't care what it has in it. The most expensive thing I bought was a masterclass. Dead Mouse teaches electronic music production. I bought that because my friend and business partner, Thomas George, recommended that I buy that. And so I did. $90 is the maximum I'm willing to pay for an online course. And the masterclass offered an outstanding experience. It has all kinds of great features, discussion boards. And Dead Mouse is one of the top electronic music producers in the world. And $90 I could go with because it's less than $100. There's just some part of most customers' brains that just won't go above $100 buying stuff. Most of us are cheap. Now, a lot of us, you can sucker people into buying stuff. I have another friend, he's done internet marketing longer than me, and he says the only course he bought over $100, he essentially got suckered into it through one of these email systems. And me, my whole brand is based on openness, honesty, transparency. So I don't have the option, so to speak, to sucker you into a course for a bunch of money where I make it, you know, whatever ploy I'd want to use or that work. I'm not going to do that because that clashes with the entire rest of my life. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong if you want to do it that way. Sure, there's some courses that might be worth $10,000. You might buy the course for $10,000, you might make $100,000 with it. If that works for you, go for it. For me, I stick the retail price of my courses at $195 or something like that, and then I offer coupons or discounts. Because one thing that is real in customer psychology is the perceived value. So if I just put my courses up for $9, the impression people get is it's cheap. But if I put my courses up and I list them for a high price and then give a big discount, then I'd take it. If Eckhart Tolle sent me a $9 coupon or maybe even a $90 coupon to take his $297 course, I certainly would do it. Customers like a discount. I think it's essential to offer discounts because, and then set the base price high, because if someone actually does want to pay $195 for one of my classes, if someone chooses, if you want to pay $195 for a class, I don't want to stop you from doing that. But at the same time, I don't want to demand that you pay that either, because I don't like to be treated that way. Even someone I love and I follow and they're offering a great product, I'm just not going to buy it. It just doesn't make sense to spend that much money on an online course. When if I've listened to Eckhart Tolle enough, I don't need to buy a class or go visit him in person to get the value out of what he's saying. I can get all the value out of it listening to audiobooks on Audible. For $297 on Audible, I can buy 24 best-selling books on Audible with a professional narrator. I hope this is useful on pricing. Because while the data out there and what others often suggest is to price courses high and then maybe do a coupon, but still keep it high. I think the Teachable data said to give some kind of a coupon, the average discount was like $30 or something. For me, I like having lots of online courses. I like being able to teach. And to me, this isn't a means to an end. I'm not trying to level up to a vacation house and level up to a new car and level up to having a bigger bank account. I'm just looking to be of service on a daily basis, pay my debts down, and be able to give back to you. I think there's a real good spirit that comes through when you allow people to buy your courses at a low price, and then the person gets massive value out of it. There's a lot of audiobooks that I've purchased for really cheap that I've gotten massive value out of. And I find a lot of gratitude for someone when they give me something that I get massive value out of for a really low price. I've found a lot of generosity has come back to me by giving courses away for free. I've gotten opportunities I never would have gotten. People have paid as much as $1,000 an hour to talk to me, because they took my online courses for free and then they were certain that I was worth talking to after that. When you combine all of this together, I think it makes a system that allows anyone to start teaching. You set up your own school, put your own courses on there, set the retail price high, start teaching whatever you know and care about first, and then just keep making classes. Offer massive discounts to your courses, and then put them on other websites where they will do the same thing. They'll offer massive discounts to your courses there, and then people will feel like they're getting a good deal buying the classes. And then once you've got the students in there, you have the chance to build a relationship on an ongoing basis. Lifetime customer value, I'd rather have someone who buys 10 or 20 of my courses over the course of their life than to have someone who pays the same amount just for one course. What I want is a lifelong relationship with you. I don't want to essentially waste all the time and effort I've put to get here with you. I want to keep being a part of your life on an ongoing basis. Eckhart Tolle has been an ongoing part of my life now for several years. I keep listening to his audiobooks. I saw him in person. I'm still not buying the course, though. So I'm grateful today that I have this experience to share here with you based on collaborating with you. You and the people watching this alongside you and the people who've bought the courses before and watched videos before you have given me the ability today to be here and share this with you. And I hope to keep paying that forward. Even though it didn't record correctly on YouTube, the live stream didn't work, I'm grateful that Corey's been chatting so much on Facebook and that Facebook has probably showed this to, what, 20,000 people during the course of the live stream. So that's very nice, Facebook. So I appreciate you watching this. I love you and I want you to have the most amazing life that you deserve to have, that you might not think you deserve to have. To me, freedom from having to be essentially a slave to the work and the financial system, being able to create my own classes helped me a ton with being able to design my own lifestyle where the main thing I do is be of service to others. I have a lot of happiness and there's nothing I have that I would deny you today. If you would like to keep learning with me, and this is how I sell the courses, would you keep checking on this free courses page? It's May 8th today. It's not ready yet. I'm just about to set my Thinkific school up. What I'm going to do is put most of my old classes on my new school and then give free coupons away to all my old classes. And then what I'll do is start selling when I have a new class. I'll send one email about it with the link to buy the class for $9 or to subscribe for $9 and get all my classes for one price. Currently, I've got links to Skillshare up there. But Skillshare, the thing is, if you use a third-party partner, they really have to do a lot for you. And Skillshare so far has done very little for me. They've paid me money for the students I've sent, but they haven't given me much besides what I've sent them already. And meanwhile, they restrict the kinds of classes I can teach, the things I can talk about. For example, if I want to cuss a bunch in one course like Deadmau5 does in his masterclass, I can't do that on Skillshare. If I want to put my stand-up comedy or my complete autobiography, I can do that on Thinkific. So I think I can anyway. So I'm going to learn more about Thinkific. And I'm very grateful to be here with you today. I hope this is helpful. If you found this helpful, would you please leave a like on this video so that more people just like you that are interested in this will be able to find it. Thank you, and I'll hope to see you again soon. Michael says, do you still have your mailing list? Michael, I'm going to start fresh. I'm not going to use my old mailing list at all. I'm going to start completely fresh in my new school.